This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
95.7 The Game. There you go. Breaking news.
You said it, Dibs, an hour and a half. That's when inactives officially come out, and I can confirm Charvarius Ward inactive tonight for the 49ers in Seattle, along with Josh Dobbs, the emergency third quarterback, tight end Braden Willis, linebacker Demetrius Flanagan Falls, offensive lineman Ben Bartsch, kicker Jake Moody, no surprise there, defensive tackle Jordan Elliott as well. But the big one, Charvarius Ward out tonight.
There it is.
Yep.
Okay, so the great matchups that we've seen through the years between Charvarius Ward and DK Metcalf will not happen tonight. So, Demo, let's see it, man. You step up. You are the number one guy, and also I would imagine that Renardo Green, the rookie, is going to have a role, and I'm really looking at the youth in the defensive backfield of this football game. With Hufanga out and Charvarius Ward out, it does mean, I would think, on some level, elevated roles tonight for Malik Mustafa and Renardo Green. And hey, draft class, chop, chop, let's see it.
Dude, and that's exactly what I was thinking. You took the words right out of my mouth. It's the youth movement. You've got Jair Brown drafted last year, Malik Mustafa this year, Renardo Green this year, Diamador Lenore drafted in 2021. He's now the OG in that group. And you throw in Isaac Yiadom, who is a bit of a veteran, and he's been, I know it's been a bit of a struggle, but now he steps up into probably the Charvarius Ward role. So you're going to have, you know, Demo and Yiadom, and you're going to have the young guys all going to have to contribute here against a very good receiving core and
a physical receiving core. Yeah, it's a good core.
So the youngsters are going to be tested for a lot of these guys' first game up there in Seattle, too.
I even like their third receiver, if you'd even call him that. Maybe he's their number two now. You know, Tyler Lockett's been around for a while, but Jackson Smith and Jigba, he's a player. He's a player. So what this says to me is the 49ers are going to need to lean also on their defensive philosophy. And their philosophy is that it starts with the pass rush. And the play of your defensive backs is elevated because of the speed of the game that's created by your pass rush. And Nick Bosa, I would argue this year, has played really good football, but he hasn't been necessarily the individual game wrecker that people want him to be. To me, sometimes I look at what he does, knowing the way offenses really account for him, and I look at what that sets up for other players, and are those players making good on those opportunities. If that much energy is going to be focused on Nick Bosa, you're going to need one-on-one wins from guys like Leonard Floyd and the others who will be rotating in. We'll see if Sam O is going to get in there and do some things. And so that group is going to have to do really well, because if Geno Smith gets a lot of time with that receiving core and now your number one corner out, oof. Yeah, this could be a game where the scoring needs to be high,
quite
frankly. Could
be. And if you add in the fact that Kenneth Walker III is a very good running back and the 49er run defense has not been sparkly, you're setting up for a tough night defensively unless, like you said, some of the guys up front can wreck the game. The one bit of good news is Seattle's offensive line is not good.
Correct.
They've got a lot of starters who are out due to injury. Old friend Laken Tomlinson will be out there at left guard, and he's the veteran and kind of an aging veteran and somebody that there isn't a lot of faith in among Seattle people that I've talked to. So it's an offensive line that can be had by an aggressive front.
Yeah, but We've felt that way the last handful of weeks. Felt that way against the Rams. Felt that way against the Cardinals. And, you know, they were okay in those games, but they weren't great. They didn't wreck the game. This one feels a little scary. Now, I will say this from the other angle. The other angle is Mooney Ward has not played very good football this year. So I'm not saying I'd rather have him out of the game, but I feel like you've sort of made this point, as have others, with regard to Hufanga, who's still coming back from injury, did not quite play great and have his legs underneath him kind of a thing. And so when he got hurt and it was like, oh, he's going to be out for a little while, there were some people that went, you know what, I'm not sure that right now that their lineup isn't better without him. I don't feel that way about Mooney Ward, but I will say I wasn't feeling good about the matchup between him and DK Metcalf anyway with the way he's played this year.
Yes, but his replacement, if it's Isaac Yiadom who steps up now, he's a guy who has had at times some difficulty in coverage, and I do like what I've seen from Jair Brown, and Malik Mustafa's made some plays, but he's very green and very new, and same thing with Renardo Green, who if you're going to elevate him now into a more pertinent or important role, then you start to really look at young players, and it's kind of a big ask when you've got two rookies and a second-year guy back there, and you're asking them to now come in and anchor a secondary, and again, everything is made better by a pass rush that gets after a quarterback and makes a quarterback uncomfortable. And I think it has to be players other than Nick Bosa, because you made a good point a little bit ago about the fact that every single snap he's getting doubled or he's getting singled and chipped. There's never a snap where it's just him against the left tackle.
They account for him, for sure.
I'd like to see the Niners move him around a little bit more. I haven't seen a bunch of that this year. Put him over the right tackle sometimes. Now, I don't think you want to put him inside the A gap and over the guard.
Yeah,
exactly. But go ahead and flop them to the other side sometimes and see if you can't exploit some of those matchups.
Yeah, well, and then there's this stat. The 49er secondary, right? Just the corners and the safeties have a sum total of interceptions this year.
Yeah.
None.
Zero.
None. And now they are a man down and is supposed to be their number one guy. And you're going against the guy who has passed for more yards than anybody in the NFL. So that's a little circumstantial too. But this is an X's and O's matchup that I will admit a little bit scary. That's a little bit scary to not get Mooney Ward out there tonight. Matt in Seattle wants to weigh in on that. Hi, Matt. Thank you for calling the show.
What's going on? I just want to say real quick, Dibs, you killed it with Saucy yesterday. Let's do it on the radio. Just want to give you props. But I was kind of thinking when you broke down the news of Mooney Ward being out, at first I was worried because I was thinking DK Metcalf's going to go wild. But then I thought about it from a fan perspective watching the game. I started to think, what's a better way to get these young guys pumped up for a big game where it's not a big must-win, but they got to show up on a Thursday night with the bright lights here against a 12th man. I just feel like from a fan perspective, they're going to really hopefully rise to the occasion, and hopefully that Bosa and our boys can really step up. And just wanted to say that I'm looking forward more to Ward out, and hopefully Matthew Wright can step up tonight as well.
Yeah, that's it. You know what? Thanks, Matt. Matthew
thank you
Wright,
for the kind words.
Yeah,
appreciate that.
For those who don't know who Matthew Wright is, that's the Niners kicker now for the next handful of weeks. And we haven't even brought up the fact that I don't know what to expect from Matthew Wright. He's been in the NFL before, and his numbers are fine. But whenever you hand it over to somebody who was sitting on the street, especially on a Thursday night primetime game, and the locker room's running around going, this is a must win, or we're treating it that way, and this guy walks in, and it's like, dude, don't miss a big kick. Like, that's a lot. That's a lot on his shoulders. That's what kickers do, and he's a pro. So I'm not terribly worried about it, but it's an unknown.
Yes.
It's a total unknown.
If the number of teams you've been on is greater than the number of years you've been in the league, you're probably a journeyman.
Is that true?
I just had to Google the stats because to be honest, I was doing the thing with Softy last night in Seattle, and I couldn't remember his name.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that Jake Moody was out, and I said, yeah, they got a new kicker coming in. He's going to be asked to kick, and he's got a couple of names. Couldn't remember
it. It'd be super weird if they brought him in to do something else.
Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, Kansas City, Well, Pittsburgh again in Carolina. So this would be his...
Oh, somebody brought him back, so they liked him.
Yeah, this would be his fifth team, and this is year five. So
okay.
I counted Pittsburgh twice. He was on, that's only one team, really. But
he's never done enough to stick and stay. But I also think he's only had, what, maybe 40 kicks in his career? Something like
40
that?
40 of 47.
40 of 47.
6 of 9 from 50 and beyond.
That doesn't sound terrible.
No. And 11 of 14 from 40 to 49. So 17 of 23 from beyond 40. That's not great.
17
of 23 from 40 and beyond.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a reason why he is an available kicker. Who, yeah. Like you said, he hasn't latched onto a team. He's no Kaimi Fairbairn, that's for sure.
He is not Kaimi Fairbairn.
I like to throw that out there every now and again.
It's a good name. Is he your kicker?
No, I've got that Cincinnati bum, Evan McPherson, Captain PAT. Whatever. He's actually been good. He's been good.
Fine. Yeah. They don't.
Better than having one of these rooks, right? Like the Ram guy and the Packer guy.
Well, you know what?
Struggling.
I don't want this to turn into a fantasy show, but there's one point that should be made here because I know a lot of people who are like the kickers. What are we doing with the kick? Well, if you're all gonna make the 58 yarders and 60 yarders are now just like garden variety, these kickers are winning games. You got kickers going out there and getting 20 points.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In a fantasy game,
yep.
They're going to have to change the numbers. They're going to have to like a 50-yard field goal being 5 points, that's too much.
Agreed.
It's like almost like your team's getting a touchdown.
And is a 60-yarder six?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like a touchdown. And it's way easier than an actual touchdown, I would argue.
Yeah.
You're the only one who has the opportunity to kick it, and you all can do it now.
They just need to scale it back.
Yeah.
Like 50 should be 4 points. 40 should be three.
That's my prediction.
Then, yeah.
My prediction is people are going to start either removing kicker from the game entirely or they're going to reboot the scoring.
Or instead of half point PPR, it's half point PAT.
Oh, that's fun.
You know,
that's
whatever.
Fun. Look at you. Good ideas. All right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. I will not buy Matt's point that the absence of Charvarius Ward, and if you're just joining us, he is inactive tonight. I will not buy that makes this like more fun and more fiery now for the fans. I get where he's coming from. And he said, look, you hope that things like this galvanize the team, bring them together, all of that. They're going to treat it like a must win. And you hope that that leads to a good performance. The funny thing is, I don't have any worries whatsoever that the 49ers are going to come out and look good. My worry is that they stay looking good because they've come out and looked good in all of the games. Maybe not Minnesota right away, but that was a nick and tuck game. You know, nip and tuck. How did it go? Anyway, game for the whole the whole day. And Minnesota, now we know, is a real opponent, and they're very good. So that one doesn't hurt that much. But this idea that we've moved forward with, that they came out against the Rams and Cardinals and laid eggs, they didn't. They just didn't finish. They were absolutely unbelievably bad in so many different aspects in the fourth quarters of these football games. So I don't need them to win one for the Gipper. I just need them to do what they normally do for four full quarters.
Yeah.
That's all they need to do.
It would be nice.
That would be good.
Well, and you know, you look at the Ram game and you got outscored by 10 in the second half.
Yep.
Which, you know, you had outscored the Jets in the opener by 4. You were even up against the Vikings in the second half and even against the Patriots in the second half. And of course, Arizona, you didn't score and you gave up 14. So the second half has been a giant issue in the fourth quarter to an even greater extent because the fourth quarter is more important. So I like that, the way you put it. Not worried about them coming out looking good. Shanahan on the script, the offense usually looks good. I know they went 3-and-out last week. I think they have the fewest 3-and-outs this year on the opening drive, or even throughout the totality of the game, I think.
Like, how you feeling if the fourth quarter starts, Seattle's got the ball at their own 14-yard line, and the Niners are up 24-14. How you feeling?
I feel good.
Do you?
This can't keep happening.
Yeah, it can. It's allowed to.
You want me to make you feel bad about it? Because I can.
Not quite yet.
Okay, you let me know. You let me know when you want me to.
Not quite yet. This is the visual for me with Mooney Ward out. I am not now worried about the Niners. I am worried about the Niners when the Seahawks are down 10 and spreading them out. I'm worried about Geno Smith in the fourth quarter with DK and Tyler and Smith and Jigba and Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet and all of these weapons who are athletic and they can run and they're fast. And if the Niners are tired and in the fourth quarter with a 10-point lead, not comfortable at all. That's a team that is shown. Like, if you watch the second half of that game against the Lions, between the Seahawks and Lions, bing, 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 pinball game. So I think tonight the best defense for the 49ers is their offense. There is no, we're up 10, so let's be conservative and kick field goals. If you're up 10, you better get the ball and get up 17. And if you're up 17, you better get the ball and get up 24. Because the Seahawks are going to, they're going to make a run. They're going to make a run at you in the second half.
Well, every team has.
Yeah.
And, you know, both these teams are on a short week. So based on the 49ers having played in 100-degree heat and they had to travel, the fatigue is more likely to be something that affects them as opposed to Seattle that didn't have to play in 100-degree heat and didn't have to travel. So just looking at that one metric, not even a metric, but that one reality, the 49ers hopefully were able to hydrate and rest as much as possible, knowing that they're going in on a short week on the road.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.